Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with Chris and Rosie Ramsey.
Hello indeed, this is episode one. Thank you very much for listening to the trailer. You all seem to enjoy that, so fingers crossed you're going to enjoy this just as much. Coming up, we are going to chat to each other. Obviously, we're going to talk about life, talk about the grievances in life, and we're going to answer some questions from Instagram that, I'll be honest with you, some of them are a little bit too revealing.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, and we've got a celebrity question as well.
Ooh.
Ooh, indeed.
If you enjoy them, please subscribe and tell all your mates, will you?
Tell all of your friends. And without further ado, here is the absolutely cracking jingle that Rosie thought of and did and made.
Thank you.
Yeah, here it is. Do you know it's number one in 50 countries?
What?
Yeah.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Chris. First episode.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am indeed, are you?
I am.
Well, welcome to Shag Married Annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening for the first time, yeah, you're all listening for the first time.
It's the first episode.
It's the first one.
Oh, God. It's going to be a long half an hour.
We've got an advert, if you've heard that, but well done. So we thought we'd start with three W's. Who? Where, why?
All right, okay.
Hey, who are you?
Whom I am, Rosie Ramsey. Thank you very much. I'm a full-time mother.
Part-time podcaster
now. Oh my God, is this my job? Shut up, have I got a job?
You're a podcaster. Congratulations. Doesn't pay much. Well done, you.
Oh, I'm buzzing.
You happy?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, get in. I've got a job, mate, finally. No, I am an... Well, I'm an actress and a singer, and I used to present on the radio.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And now I'm a mum. I've mentioned that.
Yeah, mentioned.
Repeating myself. What do you do? Who are you?
Who is this guy? I'm a stand-up comedian, and I've done a bit of presenting, some writing, a rap in the shower.
Wow.
So it's good. I'm stand up, and you're my lovely wife. And here we are doing our podcast. Where are we?
We are in the northeast of England in our house because that's where we live. Because if we lived in London, we wouldn't have the size house that we do.
Wouldn't be able to afford microphones for this.
Absolutely not.
Although we would, and we'd go to the shop and we'd go, "Can I have a microphone?" And the guy would go, "What, mate? I can't understand you." And I go, "Can I have a microphone?" I'd still be there now.
"Can I have a microphone, mate?"
Governor. Oh, God.
He is right. Let's stop laughing at ourselves for the whole podcast.
So we are in our little living room kitchen area, and I've got to tell you, I'm looking past over Rosie's shoulder now through the kitchen. I can see the garage door. The garage door is firmly shut. I had to stand up and shut it beforehand because you can hear the gas meter spinning round if you don't. Isn't that right?
It is very true.
It goes...
What was your third W?
Why?
Why are we doing a podcast?
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast because... We quite like talking to each other. And this is the only way we get to have a conversation these days, isn't it?
Yeah, without a toddler in a room or without sitting on my phones.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at you when I'm talking to you.
It's quite
really
nice,
weird.
Isn't it?
No. No, it's awful.
I put makeup on today.
Yeah.
So you should think yourself.
I've got a shirt on.
I know. Oh, you got ready. Tell. You got ready for work, didn't you?
I got ready for work.
Do you want to tell everyone about that?
I did. So I'm sitting here with I've got my socks, outdoor shoes on. I've got khaki trousers, like sort of chinos. I've got a shirt on, buttoned up, one button undone. I've got my wedding ring on. I've got a nice watch on.
Oh,
I've got my hair done. I'm literally ready for work because I got out of the shower and I thought, you know what, I could put my pyjamas back on because we're just doing a podcast, but, you know, mindset.
That's a good, that's a really good thing to do because when you work from home, it is hard to get into, like, a routine and, you know.
But I want the Amazon guy to knock on the door and I want to open it and go, oh, snowed under in here, mate. And he goes, are you working? I'm like, I am working. You look bloody smart casual for your living room. I am. Thank you. Like,
what if someone does come to the door? What we're going to do?
Well, I'll just go, all right, sorry, mate. We're busy in here. We're having a meeting.
Yeah. Do you know what happened to me this week?
What's happened to you this week?
I got 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Hey! A job and 100,000 in 1 week.
Oh, God. This is the best week ever. This is better than wedding, birth. Everything.
Thanks. Yeah, good.
It's great.
I mean, Robin will be upset, but I'm,
I get over it.
Yeah. We haven't mentioned Robin yet.
Oh my, no, we haven't. Jeez. Right.
It's because he's out of the house, out of sight, out of mind.
It is. We've got a son.
Yeah.
He's three.
3 years old.
He's genuinely wonderful, isn't he?
Yeah, he's mint.
He is great.
Especially when he's not here.
Oh, I love him more when he's not here. When we talk about him when he's not here, he's like the best thing ever, isn't he? We gush about it. It's disgusting, actually.
Well, sometimes he leaves and we sit watching videos of him, which is just pathetic.
We do that a lot.
It's just a waste of time, isn't it? Mm. That's like having builders in and once they're finished, watching our feeders in pet.
But do you love that we will watch a 2-minute video of him, right? But sometimes if he's like, Mummy, come and do this game. I'm like, oh, Robin, no.
I'm
watching a video of you.
Play by yourself. I'm watching a video of you playing.
God love him. But he's lovely. So he's knocking about. You might hear from him later.
But what was better than him being born was 100,000 followers.
Whoa!
I love the photo that you posted. So go on Rosie's Instagram and have a look at the photo. I didn't know you were posting this photo until you posted it. Explain.
What?
You in a what looks like a 90s... photo of you in some kind of chimp costume.
Chuckles the Monkey.
Flipping the Bird. Yeah.
I used to work as a Ponies.
Sorry, Flipping the Bird. I sound so out of touch. Flipping the Bird is a middle finger. Flicking the Bird is just harassing a sparrow. Flicking the Bird.
Wow, 30-year-old man.
32-year-old grandpa.
Wow.
Flipping the Bird. Kids, I meant Flipping the Bird. Hey, subscribe, like, subscribe, like.
Using the bees.
Yeah. Up thumb. Thumbs up. God. The photo is.
I used to work as a Pontins blue coat, and at Breen Sands in Somerset, and I used to have to dress up as the characters. But actually, it scared me a little bit putting that picture on because you weren't allowed to take any pictures really with your heads off, because there was a character called Action Pack Jack, right, and another one called Florence the Flamingo or whatever called.
No, come on, no, I've got a good story.
The story is. Two people got fired from the job because they took a picture, and this is actually, I don't know how it went online, but it's like MySpace. It was MySpace because Facebook wasn't even a thing when I worked there. Two people got sacked, right, because they took a picture of Action Pack Jack, doggy styling, Florence the Flamingo, right, without the heads on. And they put it on MySpace, and it was like, whoa, the kids can't see you without your heads on, like, it's all real. And they got sacked. So, actually, me putting that on, how long ago was that?
It was,
I was 18, so, and I'm 32 now, my maths isn't that good. It was a long time ago. I was a bit worried putting that picture on. I was like, oh my God, will I get sacked?
You genuinely think you're going to get retrospectively sacked from Pontins? What would you do if Pontins got in touch, right? And they were like, we've found out with this, we're retrospectively sacking you, this is terrible. And you lost 50,000 followers because Pontins slagged you off.
Do you think, could that happen?
No one's going to come back at you for slagging off Pontins. It's fine. No one's going to, like,
You
can't see her face, but she is genuinely worried. Like, you are worried that Pontins are going to come back at you.
Chris, I have never put that picture anywhere, ever. I had to get it from hard drive.
I'll be buzzing if they get in touch. I'm going to have to take your name off the mortgage just in case they try and take my house off in a cold case.
Oh my God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So it's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? Just made that up.
It's an impromptu.
Thank you. Thank you as well for all your lovely comments about the jingle. Yeah. Very chuffed with that.
Everyone's, yeah.
Uh-huh. It is me doing all of the parts.
Yeah.
Thank it's you.
Yeah. She's very much Eddie Murphy and the Nutty Professor on the Jingle.
Selfish.
She's done everything. She's done the backing track. If you think you can hear an instrument, it's not. It's just her humming or tapping the desk. I got a shout jingle at the end, which Rosie didn't even want us to do. It was Steph who recorded it with
me. Didn't want you to do it at all, if I'm honest. Didn't want you on it at all, but that's ruined fine. It.
So, as the podcast called Shagged, Married, Annoyed, a section we're doing is called What's Your Beef? Which is where...
Do you want me to do the what's your beef
God
again?
God alive, you've just done that.
I'll not yet.
It's called What's Your Beef? So, we just, you know, in a very... you know, mature way, like to air our grievances about each other on the podcast airwaves.
Why not?
And why not indeed? I remember when we first put the thing out a while ago, I said, what's your beef? We're going to talk about beefs. What's your beef with your partner? And someone did actually say, why don't you just like talk about what you love about each other?
No, and, thanks.
Honestly, I filled the bath with vomit when I read that. Yeah. We got a big bath. Now, Rosie, you can go first. What's your beef with me this week?
My beef with you this week, it, or every week actually. It's not like it just happened recently.
You can't see what she's doing. She's got her arms in the air, she's stretching, getting ready for this.
Right.
Like a tennis player. Why? Ready to serve.
Why is it that every time we hug, you burp? Right. Why? Why? I will put my arms around you in a loving embrace. Yeah. I might rub your back up and down a couple of times and you belch.
I think you've answered your own question there.
Like a 3-month-old baby. And it's answered, disgusting.
You've answered your own question. You rub your back. Your wind is... That's what you're doing.
You're a grown man.
A windy man. Oh. No, right. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to just blame it on coincidence. A lot of the time, I'm ready to have a little burp.
Every single time that we're about to hug?
Honestly, almost all the time. And then you come for a hug and I go, I was about to burp. And then you hug. And then I'm so relaxed and happy when I hug you, it just slips out.
I just squeeze it out.
Yeah. It might be I'm relaxed. It might be, I don't know what it is.
Well, what kind of marriage are we going to have going forward where we can't embrace in case you just have to fucking burp? Like, what if every time we held hands, I just shit myself? What are you doing?
I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't be bothered with that, and I would weaponize that in public places.
Don't
you? I definitely would. Be in the metro center and you'd be going, oh, what do you, I can't go to Five Guys, why don't you, no, let's go for a salad, oh, come here love, calm down, see you in a bit, and I would just leg it to Five Guys.
Honestly,
please start doing that.
No,
I would love that so much. On a night out, lads, watch this, Rosie, come here. You having a good night, darling, yeah? All right, yeah, it's all the boys, yeah. Oh, come taxi! I'd be over the moon.
It's the most horrible thing.
I don't know why, but my mum and dad came for dinner yesterday, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And my mum hugged our son, Robin, to say bye. And she put her arms around him and he did a massive burp.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that's what I do. And then my mum hugged me. And because I can burp on command, I did the same to her. But she laughs because she, you know, she's my mum and she thinks I'm brilliant.
Yeah, she doesn't have to have sex with you.
Oh my God.
Chris, I do. And unfortunately, sometimes hugging can lead to sex. Sorry. If you're burping, then it's not going to happen.
Well, then no, you know, I would never do it.
It's really often. because I wouldn't have said it if it happened a couple of times.
Right.
It's probably 3 out of 5 times.
Wow.
It is. Yeah. You're the one burping.
Can I see the graph you've made of this? Can I see your research?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about it anymore?
I'll try not to.
Right, well, come on. What's your beef with me?
What's my beef about you? Okay, good beef. Well done. I like that. My beef with you this week is you will not let me be ill.
Oh, God.
You will not let me be poorly.
How are you then?
You just won't have it.
Right.
It's craziness. Mm-hmm. I'll feel a bit poorly and I'll tell you and I'll see it straight. You're just annoyed about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just irritated. And I want to know, gentlemen out there, is this a thing? Are wives just heartless? Once you have a kid, are you just a heartless harpy? And I'm pointing at you while I say that, Rosie, right? I can't be ill. If I'm ill, if I don't feel well, you're having absolutely none of it. Automatically think I'm lying or you just don't want anything to do with it.
Because you're pathetic. You are pathetic. I don't mind you saying you're poorly. I don't mind you being poorly. Right. Just be poorly and just don't tell us every 20 minutes. Right. And you know what? You know what actually really annoys us, right? We're gonna have first episode and we're gonna have a fight. Have a scrap. This is just a little thing. I bleed out my vagina every month, right? For about a week.
What?
Shut up.
What's happening?
Shut up. But do I? Like, that is a big thing. Mm. It hurts. It's painful. I feel crap, right? Do I bang on about it constantly?
Yes.
No, I do not. You're poorly. You are poorly. Got a little bit of the sniffles, right? Yeah. Which you still have a drink, though, might I add. That's a different thing. Now, if you're really poorly, you don't have a glass of wine. Sorry. No. Not falling for it. Oh, shut up.
Hey, the wine made us feel good for about half an hour.
I have about half an hour till everybody left, and then it was the on the settee with your hood up. Oh, he's hood up. Hoodie hood up.
So I
blanket.
Had me hood up on the settee last night watching Star Wars like a child because I wasn't well.
Hate you, honestly.
You just got no sympathy for me. When
I do. I have a lot of sympathy. I brought you paracetamols in bed yesterday. So
you
don't
did,
even.
Actually.
And you've had three lions.
I've had three
right.
lions.
So do you want to apologise?
It's lions, not lions.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't. I've been at the zoo again, Chris.
I thought he'd make you feel better.
Why? I'm going to have to get a third lion. How's he? How ill is he that he's not cheered up by two lions? You see, the beefs always start nasty, but they always end well. It's always good.
Love you.
Love you too.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So we asked you a lovely lot to get in touch with us and ask us some questions either about ourselves or just in general. So, and I love the just in general questions, if I'm honest. So I've got a great one here. Actually, I've got a couple. Are you ready?
Yeah. Can we just say beforehand as well, this was supposed to be a really short section of the podcast, wasn't it? The questions.
Yeah.
But the stuff we have been sent. I mean, I'm surprised there's been any content up until this point.
Same. Because they're fantastic.
Oh my God, cool.
Are you ready? This is from someone, right?
Anon.
Mm-hmm. I recently stole a load of stationery from work and sold it on eBay. Does this make me a bad person?
I love it. I love that.
What? Yes. Does it?
See,
yes.
Well, for me, it depends where you work. If you work at a big, like a huge company, and they've just got a massive cupboard full of stationery, and you've pocketed a few, you know, a couple of nice little fine liner pens and that, and you've sold them, that's fair enough for me, in my opinion. If you work at a small family-run bakery, and, you know, old Mr. Johnson and his wife who are running it, and, you know, while they've been out, you know, at the doctor's getting a hip looked at, you've just ransacked the office, then you're a piece of shit. And also, if you actually work in W.H. Smith's and you've just had it all off the shelves, then that's even worse.
Yeah. See, I disagree. Right, stealing is stealing.
Right.
And it's not good, right? Okay. But I think if you're going to nick a couple of things from work,
yeah,
give them to, like, keep them yourself or give them to your mum or something, right? Or family or friends.
Just disclaimer here. This is for those of you not aware. Rosie's mum is a genuine womble, a full-on womble.
Yeah.
And what we can't leave a hotel without stealing all of the little shampoos and conditioners for our mum. So that's what she means by it. That's why give them to your mum. She doesn't mean wrap them up for Mother's Day. She means if your mum is a non-stop womble, give them to her.
Give them to her. But if you're gonna go right and then make a profit on eBay. That's legit. That's a crime. That's a full-on crime. And I don't think that's good.
I feel like we're going to see this person on The Apprentice in a few years' time. Or we're going to see them like massive.
How did you start your business? Yeah. I just stole stuff from work and sold it on eBay. Yeah, it's not good,
like,
though.
I stole stationery from work. I stole stationery from work, then I sold it on eBay. Yeah, and then like I sold my company car that wasn't mine.
To start up my business.
And then I sold my council house.
And now I've got 13 burglars in the local area. Do you know what I mean?
I run a team of 30 strong burglars.
It's true. I don't think that's good crack.
No.
Stop it.
Have you ever stolen anything from any jobs you had?
Yeah.
Yeah? What?
Oh my, listen, Chuckles the monkey. Now I'm going to talk about thieving.
What monkey costume is in our cupboard?
Oh gosh. I've pilfered loads, mate.
Oh man, yeah.
Is that bad?
No, I mean, I don't know. I can go into anything. I mean,
let's get you a bad name. Come on.
When I worked at the Inland Revenue, there was a stationery cupboard that I used to love.
Did you take?
Oh, all kind of post-it notes, pens, rubbers and pencils, even though I was at an age where I didn't really use rubbers and pencils anymore. I've still got, like, I'm not joking, there's something ingrained in us. I love stationery.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it was when I was going to big school. When I was going to comprehensive school, my mum took us down to W.H. Smith's and I got to buy a load of stationery. And I was I used to keep my pencil case nice. And I walk past stationery in Asda now and I stop and look. I don't need stationery.
Oh, mate, I've got about 5 notebooks. I've never written one.
I stop and look
at
it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I stole stationery from the Inland Revenue. I didn't steal anything from All Sports. No,
what can you? There's now you can steal.
They were,
you know.
They were on it there, like. They were on it. Yeah, they counted everything in that.
Yeah.
Like, nerds. So, what else have I worked? Stadium of Light. I ate food at the Stadium of Light, 100%. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's stealing if you're eating it off the plate you've just collected that the person was finished with as you're carrying it.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, if the Christmas meals at the Stadium of Light, if they hadn't ate their little pig and blanket, you know for a fact I was having
really?
That.
Really?
Oh, off their plate.
I mean, I'm shocked I'd do the same.
Off their plate, completely.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was table of 11, Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Put 10 down. Or what about this one? Or he wasn't well. He didn't turn up. Mint.
Jackpot.
I mastered eating a full Christmas dinner from a tray while walking 100 yards into a kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens. So of course that happens.
I don't know if that's stealing.
No.
Also stole stationery from a stadium life. But nothing, you know, nothing.
You're naming the places. I'm not going to name the places.
What are we going to do, man?
Well, probably ask for it back.
Stationery. Yeah, cool. Get yourself an eBay. I know someone who's there.
I worked at a shop that sold like beauty products and stuff. I'm not naming it, mate. Am I? No.
Body
no.
Shop.
100,000 followers on Instagram.
Body shop.
No, shut up. Are you kidding us? Don't name it.
Everyone's nicked a bit of stuff from work, but if it's for personal use, fair enough. If you're not, as I say, if you're not robbing a little corner shop with people work at, but if you sell it, whoever is that anonymous person who's then sell it on eBay for a profit. I'll be honest with you, you're a bit of a scumbag.
Yeah.
But I do respect your entrepreneurial spirit and good luck in the future with all of your endeavours.
Yep. You're not fired. Okay, another question. This is interesting, actually. Rosie and Chris, where do you stand on couples that never argue? I've been with my girlfriend for 7 years. We're getting married in April and we've had one argument about a lamp. Oh,
I've got so many questions. I mean, I want to see what was the lamp? My question is, if you are in this perfect, incredible, loving, Mary Poppins-like Zen relationship and you do not have a crossed word for 7 years, how bad was this lamp? Was it like a porcelain cock with a lampshade?
Oh my God. It must
How
have been.
Bad was this lamp?
Jesus.
Like, not a crossed word, and they see the lamp, and they just start punching the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Like, did they buy that lamp from the other person's ex-girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's how bad it must have been. Like, did they buy that lamp whilst giving a blowjob to somebody else?
Maybe we're thinking wrong. Maybe it wasn't a lamp. Maybe it was like a genie lamp and they got three wishes and the argument was who got the final wish because they got one each. And then the argument was who got the last wish. You know what you should have done there? Wished for unlimited wishes. Idiots.
Where did that even come from?
That's what a lamp is. Before I knew what a lamp was, you not notice this? Before I knew what a genuine lamp was, my Aladdin was my only frame of reference for what a lamp was.
What age were you when you found out what a lamp was?
Well, when I found out that a lamp wasn't a little weird teapot looking thing.
What are you talking about?
Right, when you're a kid, you watch Aladdin and you go rub the lamp, or you watch anything and they use rub the lamp. It's not a lamp, it looks like a teapot.
Yeah, but did you not grow up in a house? Did your mom not have a lamp?
I don't think lamps were popular when I was a kid.
Lamps is not a new invention. They've been around for a long time. So did your mom never say, turn the big light off, put the lamps on?
Possibly. But what I'm saying is, I was aware of what a genie lamp was before I was aware of what a lamp was.
Right, well done for you, you moron. Like... That's ridiculous. I'm like, do you realise that we are arguing about the one argument that then people have had? That
oh my God. About? Do you know what their argument was? Do you know what their first argument was? They read this message from someone else. It's like a chain email. They didn't pass it on to 10 people and they argued about it.
It must have been. This is tragic. We argue a lot.
We do argue a lot, but we didn't argue, to be fair, until we had kids.
Yeah, have they got kids?
Until we had a kid, we didn't argue.
Bet they haven't got kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't. Yeah, we never did.
We
were at the City Hall. We had this conversation recently. We were at Newcastle City Hall, and Glenn Ruffhead, singer Glenn Ruffhead, said he never ever argues with his.
He's never argued
with his wife. Or they're married. I don't know if they're married, but and they have got a kid.
Yeah,
and he's about 2.5.
What's going on there? We were very shocked by this, weren't we?
Shocked, jealous, mortified.
Yeah,
thought he was lying. I went through a range of emotions.
Same. It's funny how quickly you can go off a person.
Sometimes I think when blokes go, we never argue. I sometimes honestly just think, I don't think your wife listens to you.
Yeah.
I think you talk and she just nods.
No, you do argue. You just don't realise.
You don't know what's happening.
Well, do you know what? Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
For couples who don't argue, good for them, I suppose. Yeah.
Should we stop?
Gritted teeth.
Yeah. Should we stop arguing?
No, because we wouldn't have a podcast if not.
Very true.
There we go.
Leads us on to a nice next question. Somebody wants to know, how did we meet?
Oh, that's nice.
That's cute, isn't it?
Thank you for that. Do you want to lead?
I shall, yeah. We met when we were we 14 years old?
Something like that.
We were 14 year old and Chris's mum and dad lived in the street next to my best friend's. Mm. And we used to play in the street together, do you remember?
Yeah.
And then we went to college. But we both had representative, is that the word?
Respective.
Innit? Wow. God. Yeah. What did I say?
We didn't meet in English class.
Rosie was resetting our GCSEs in college.
You were, weren't you? I was doing
ASLs.
Yes,
I was. Don't. I'm not very clever.
That's fine, man. Too much time spent monkeying about.
Literally. Why do you think I had to go and dress up as flipping characters? I've got no GCSEs. Yeah, so we met at college, but you had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend. Mm. But you fancied me at college, didn't you?
Well, no.
I didn't fancy you.
Yeah, well, for blokes, I think it's slightly different. I think a bloke can fancy, you know, at that age, a lad can fancy multiple. You can think someone's fit. Multiple people are fit, but it
didn't mean I was fit.
Well, it didn't mean I was like lying. Yeah, of course you're fit. You're still fit. You're beautiful. But it's I'm sorry. What happened there? but it's, you know, I would walk, but I would always think, oh yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. But can I just say as well, you see, we used to play out in the street together. No, you and your mate came round because you were going out with two older lads who lived in my street.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We didn't play in the street. It sounds like we played curb. You walked past on your way to some older, tougher, bigger boy.
Mm.
And I just was standing there probably playing on a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Something weird.
God.
Yeah. But yeah, we used to hang around in the street. So yeah, we have known each other since we're about 13, 14. And it was always someone we saw. And it was like, oh yeah, and we kind of orbited similar friendship groups. Like people who knew each other always knew us.
We had each other on Facebook.
I think we may have had each other on Facebook. Yeah,
we did. Yeah. And then what happened?
And then I met you. I came back when I lived in Manchester, I was doing gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and we met in Dusk Nightclub, RIP.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
South Shields, massive. Yep. So you'd just done a show at the Customs House.
I'd just done a show at South Shields Customs House on my Feeling Lucky tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out afterwards with everyone. And you were in there.
I was in Dusk.
You were in Dusk.
And you said to me, should we say this?
I'd spoken to you a couple of times before this, right?
Yeah.
And we had actually kissed on a night out.
Oh my gosh, yes, we had. Right, that sounds a lot better. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't like that line that you're about to hear. I don't just say that to people. But the line was, I saw you putting a coat on and getting ready to leave Dusk. And my line was, are you going home? Can I come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm representing it like massive me. I don't care.
You said yes.
I did say yes.
We had been on it. We had a little kiss a while ago before that.
In a friend's garage. I remember that.
In a friend's garage. We are scum. This is disgusting. What a couple.
We're married now.
Yeah, we're happy. Now.
So it's actually a good story.
Yeah.
I'm just really glad that one of my one night stands paid off. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes in the single life, when you're one night standing, it seems like a never-ending circle of shit.
Honestly, can I just say, when I see people out on the pole now, I feel like gutted for them. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to be all holy than that. I'm going, oh my God, you don't have a connection of the soul and the family. And I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, if you're single and you're out on the pole all the time, stick with it. You know, the future's bright. I'm telling you, right, I'm looking at my wife now, Rosie, I couldn't be arsed to ever leave you.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say something really nice.
No.
Just couldn't be arsed. Yeah, same, yeah.
Never be arsed.
See, we're settled.
It's a
happy.
Jungle out there.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah. So there was one particular question that caught my eye.
Oh, this is... I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about this question.
Yeah. So, this was from a lady. Rosie and Chris, I'm giving my man his first foursome on Wednesday. How are we going to cope? It's very generous. Very generous of her.
I mean, first of all, foursome on Wednesday. In my head, when she says, I'm giving my man his first foursome on Wednesday, all I saw was a calendar in our laptop or our phone. And Wednesday, you click on it and it just says, foursome, 8 p.m.
Is it just me? But that's a weekend thing, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
You're knocking out foursomes midweek.
You can't be having Wednesday. A foursome during the week.
Wednesday.
I've
got so many questions.
Well, I've got another question. Okay. When did the threesome happen?
Has the threesome happened? Or they jump straight forward to the foursome?
Twosome to foursome. Who knows?
It's craziness.
Who they asking? Is it going to be three men and her?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be three women, including her and him? Or is it going to be like another couple?
Oh,
it'll be another couple. So it'll be another
admin.
Couple.
Oh, God. I'm giving my man. So he's literally, I mean, it sounds like you put it on his Christmas list.
It might be.
He opened a card. I imagine the kids are sitting around. He opened the card and he went, oh, God, thank you so much, darling. I love you. And the kids went, what did you get him, Mom? And he went, nothing. It's a golf trip.
Hole in one.
Par four. High five.
Yeah, well done. The funnies.
That's what I do. Shouldn't have said that. Ruined it. That is, honestly, I mean, what is going on? How much admin could you be asked with a foursome?
Babe, I can hardly be asked to have sex with you. Not being funny. Imagine adding two more people into it.
Oh, tell
it's
you
just
what.
Too much. I've never understood threesomes or foursomes.
Tell you what, though, if they do that in a small enough room and they start with cuddles, there's going to be a lot of burps kicking about.
Oh, God. Imagine if we had a threesome, right? Or a foursome, God forbid. God. I would have to say it to everyone, right, guys? Just to let you know.
Don't cuddle.
If you cuddle Chris, he might let out a little burp. It's affectionate. It doesn't mean
means he's relaxed. Means he's comfortable with you. While we're at it, don't hold me hand or the day's over.
Imagine it would get out all the other swingers. Oh, you know the Ramses. Oh, he bursts when you cut him and she shits herself when you hold her.
Their keys have been removed permanently from the fruit bowl.
Oh, but I feel, no, we need to give a little bit of advice. People ask us questions to give advice.
My first bit of advice, right, and I don't want to sound like an old man here, but my first bit of advice is the way you've worded that, mate, I'm giving my man his first foursome, how would we cope? If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do anything, love, that you don't want to do.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. I mean, me practical advice would be... don't eat anything, make sure no one eats anything spicy, or that's going to repeat on you for like a couple of days beforehand. Everyone brush your teeth, wash your hands, hand sanitizer at the ready, baby wipes for days, mate.
Protection.
Oh yeah, yeah, protection as well.
Why is that your last thing?
I'm just thinking about cleanliness. Honestly, I would, I'm sorry, I could not imagine the blooming admin involved. If I was going to have a foursome, they would come around my house, they would leave immediately because they'd walk in the bedroom and there'd be plastic sheeting everywhere like Dexter. Like I was about to chop a body up. I'd literally be like, look, I've put plastic. It would be like a slip and slide. It would be like a deflated bouncy castle, the whole room.
Oh, don't, because, you know in films, when there's a film and it's like a joke that there's always someone with someone who has to have a shower.
Yeah. I know.
That's literally you.
Honestly, there'd be a decontamination chamber. They'd come in and go psh, like a little. Oh, the headache involved in a force.
It's not good.
Like, what if as well? You know, when you sort of like, if you're having, you're starting as a couple. If you're having a bit of kissing and a bit of cuddling, you know, mm-hmm. and then you start, a bit of item of clothing mm-hmm. moves, and then something starts happening in here mm-hmm. and there. What if one couple's doing it and then you have to sort of look over and see where the other ones are at and be like, oh god, they're already at blooming third bit. Right, we need to hurry up. Or what if you have to rewind? Do you know what I mean?
Slow down.
You go, oh, we've already got their pants off, but they're just, they're just cuddling and kissing.
We're just foursome virgins. There's a lot of people have threesomes and foursomes.
Horrible. I couldn't think of anything worse. If you're listening, you're all animals.
You've not
got Netflix. You've not got the internet.
Porn.
What's the matter with you?
Watch a bit of porn.
Honestly.
Anyway, have a lovely time.
Yeah, have a great time. I mean,
we'll be thinking about you on Wednesday.
I will not be thinking about you on Wednesday. If I think about you, I'll have to get in the shower.
God. Bless her.
Have fun.
Have a good time.
Stay safe, guys. No. La 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 la. Don't make that noise.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we've had questions from people on Instagram and stuff. And each week, hopefully, if we can source them, we're going to get a question from a celebrity. This isn't a wind-up. We have got... this guy this week.
Right, Chris and Rosie, tomato ketchup, do you put it in the fridge or do you put it in a cupboard?
Believe it or not, for a little first episode of a two-bit podcast recorded from a living room, that was genuinely Ed Sheeran, wasn't it?
Ed Sheeran
sent me the question. And he loves ketchup, didn't he?
He's got a ketchup tattoo, hasn't he?
Ketchup, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge.
We have ours in the fridge, but I've got people who come round sometimes and have chips. So that sounds like I've just got a secret chip society that I do on a Wednesday. Four of them. We come round and when people sometimes will go, you got any ketchup? And I get out the fridge. They are like visibly furious.
It's weird though, actually, because I grew up in a cupboard.
That must have been hard. No wonder your posture's not great.
You're very chuffy yourself with that.
No. I couldn't believe you said. I nearly didn't get my words out because I couldn't believe you said it.
I couldn't think of the next thing. So I grew up in a cupboard ketchup
house. Yeah, a cupboard house.
Oh my god. Thank you so much for listening to Shag Married Annoyed. We will be back next week with another episode. Please like and subscribe and leave a little comment if you want. That would be lovely.
Do that and rate it as well. It's lovely seeing 5 stars. Never had 5 stars before. Go us.
Yes.
If you want to get in touch, please email shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com or you can direct message Rosie on Instagram at Rosemary Ramsey. I don't know my wife's Instagram tag.
I have got 100,000 followers. I'll have you know.
Rosemary Ramsey. If you want any advice, you want to get her opinion on anything, or, ask her, what day of the week is best to schedule a foursome. Definitely not a Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.